Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
This is Heather Breckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a Checkoff Minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new Beef Checkoff-funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's for Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey everyone, it's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or, wait, what was I saying again? Oh yeah, set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Well, Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom is a program of the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture, Food, Forestry, and Oklahoma State Department of Education and the Oklahoma Cooperative Extension Service. The purpose of Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom is to help familiarize Oklahoma school children with Oklahoma's food and fiber industry by providing resources for Oklahoma teachers. I had the opportunity to speak with Professional Development Coordinator for Oklahoma Ag in the Classroom, Melody Offiel. And she says they've got a lot of fun things coming up this year, including the summer conference.
Everyone can come to the state summer conference. Once again, almost everything that we do is free to Oklahoma educators. And our state summer conference is a one-day event of this year, July 19th. And it's at the Moore Norman Technology Center at the South Penn campus. And so it will go on from 8:30 until 4. We have a great keynote speaker. He is absolutely fabulous. He was a speaker at our national conference just last week, but he's going to be our keynote. He's entertaining and educational, but also during the day, teachers can choose from 8 different breakout sessions, 4 different times. So we have 4 sessions, 8 options each time. And teachers from around the state that have really been committed to Ag in the Classroom will come and they will share an idea or a lesson, and they'll present those individual breakout sessions.
Offiel says all of the lessons are hands-on and engaging for students and lets them explore Ag.
All of our resources and lessons are available for every teacher. And Ag in the Classroom is not something that you have to say, oh, I'm going to do Ag in the Classroom this year and I have to do something every day to do Ag in the Classroom. We have teachers who have started and they just started with one lesson 1 year and then they added something as something else. And so whatever skill teachers are working on, whether it's main idea or teaching the scientific principles or maybe that engineering process design principle in science, we have activities to teach those Oklahoma academic standards.
As next school year reaches closer, Offiel said the week after Labor Day, Ag in the Classroom is going to start Read an Accurate Ag Book Week.
And so we'll encourage teachers to sign up. But we asked teachers to sign up and then read an accurate ag book to their students. Last year, the lieutenant governor read a book and teachers could sign up to hear him read a book to their students. And so you have lots of ways to participate. FFA chapters have gone into classes and read. 4-H clubs have done the same. Community members have come in to read.
So for more information about Ag in the Classroom, you can go to agclassroom.org/OK. You've got farm news on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Week in the Rockies coming up July 11th through the 15th. It'll be broadcast live from Little America Hotel in Cheyenne, Wyoming on SLA TV, Dish Channel 997, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Video auction will happen each day at 8 a.m. Mountain Time. 206,000 head will sell that week, over 34,000 weaned calves, and 106,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.